This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Wow. Just made it. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. So if you'd like to call us, that's the best time to call, because that's when we're here. Telephone number to call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone, listen line, 605-477-3249. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Finelli. Doc Graham's with us. Dr. Richard Allen Milkweather. Welcome, Rick.
Oh, yeah. Good morning. I noticed your joke. Yeah, just made it. I know exactly what that looked like. Sliding in the chair.
Yeah, yeah. Sliding in. That's exactly what happened. So I was chatting with Jason, and I was telling him that I was going to discuss this book that I actually am writing, and I wanted to discuss it with you. And I said, you know, one of the topics of the book actually is pens and pencils, believe it or not. And he kind of got a chuckle out of that. And I said, so I'd love to hear your comments, Jason, you know, after you hear it. But I got to get one. I've got to get a pen right now. And the intro was playing, and I raced off and grabbed a pen, and here I am back in the studio. So that's what happened. So, Rick, I've decided that, you know, quite a while ago I wanted to write a book. And the book would be the way I do things, my approach to life and on many, many levels. So we could call it, Vinny's Way, Lessons from Vinny, you know, something like that. And so would it be okay with you if I read some of the topics of how I do things? Not how I do them, because that would take probably 7 years. Because these are all the things that we've talked about over the years with stories that I've told about how I do things. Is it okay with you if I read these? And I'd like to hear your opinion as to what you think of the contents of what this book would be. Based on each one of these titles, will have hints, tips, tricks, things that I've learned, things that work, things that don't work, things you should do, things that you should not do, based on my 67 years of experience. Is that okay with you if I read these?
Oh, sure, yeah, help yourself. Go for it.
Okay. Okay, so we'll call these, and these are like, some of these are chapters, some of these are categories, some of these are items. They're all mixed together, because I just wrote them down as they came to me, and I was writing as fast as I could. So here they are. Plumbing, electrical, food. And in food, there's long-term storage food, best buy, best value, clothing, how to select clothing, automobiles, farming, electronics, economics and taxes, entertainment, off-grid living, which includes solar.
I have a title for you right now. Okay. No whining. No whining.
I wrote it down. No whining.
Hey, that's the title. And the one we should have done was kids say the darndest things.
Yeah, Art Linkletter did it first, though.
Well, no. Yeah, that's Art. That's, you know, history. You and that part of when we did our early radio together resonated with you and Norm Shealy and others, John Reagan. That was really something, because kids are actually smarter than we are. And while you can go off on your history of why I don't like this mechanic and I love this kind of banana, some of those questions those kids asked were really more thought-provoking and have stayed with me like glue. Since then, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but I think your title should be something on the topics you're going to do. Yep. I think it should be No Whining. You can have a subtitle down below, but No Whining. Whack.
Okay. Well, I wrote that down, and I highlighted it in yellow at the top of the page. Let's see. Farming, electronics, economics, taxes, entertainment, off-grid living. That's solar, roof racks, generators, off-grid switching between, you know, switching between on and off-grid, how to make your own switches, saving energy, countertops, buying furniture. I mentioned clothing. That would be the type and style of clothing.
Now,
motor
with
oils.
That title, the picture on the cover should be you in a gorilla costume doing a lap dance.
Motor oils, things not to do, communications and telephones,
that's a good one, yeah.
Traveling, okay, gas versus diesel, guns, selling your house, tools to consider, tools in your car, power tools, gardening, gold and silver, decision making, starting a business, computers, home design, pens and pencils, you know, the ones that I think are the best value, the best way to go, and why.
Does that have anything to do with lead? Lead in your pencil?
Well, Dixon makes the finest number two pencil, the Dixon Ticonderoga, hands down. The Chinese pencils are garbage. Okay? They use synthetic wood. I don't even know what it is, but it doesn't sharpen
the wood
right.
The wood that's used is incense cedar, is the specific kind of wood that's used in our pencils. A number two pencil is incense cedar.
Mm-hmm. And then the Ticonderoga, Dixon's Ticonderoga is the best pencil, I think, you can get for your money. Then ohms, volts, amps, and watts. Spare parts. More miles per gallon. Faucets, ladders, toilets, ham radio, refrigerators and freezers, building your own home, coffee pots and coffee makers, dogs and cats. Now, I'm talking about how to select them. Dog and cat food, books, how to buy books, what books to buy, door locks, how to make them more secure, simply, how to pick locks, old-time medicine potions, buying a farm, buying a car, buying appliances, flooring.
Didn't they call that Farmer's Almanac?
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I haven't seen one.
I don't know, man.
Well, there's no weather in here. I'm not predicting the weather.
Well, no, but, you know, the old sage advice of the old hag lady that would tell you how to do it.
Yep, that's it. That's it. Taxes. Yeah, how to avoid paying taxes legally. Insurance. How to get the best value on insurance. Friends. What are friends? Activism, that's something I've learned a little bit about. How to negotiate, septic systems, security systems, biological and electronic. I'm sorry, what was that? Bookshelves, wired versus wireless, homeschooling, water filtration and water treatment, heating systems, lighting systems, stereo systems, insulation, building an automotive shop, Max's Law, Minimax Regret, swimming pools. Those are the highlights. Conspiracy theories and facts, the police, spying technologies, privacy, and the fine print. So those are the areas, categories, and items. What are your thoughts? What suggestions you have? I'm writing it down.
Well, you just start doing it, and you compile them, and over a period of days, months, years, then you go through and weed. I would like to recommend a movie I saw two nights ago that has just floored me with the sincerity and quality of acting. It's called Green Book. And I cannot recommend that movie to further. I believe it deserves Academy Awards. The acting between the two individuals in that movie were so exceptional. It was like a snapshot of that moment. That's what your book is going to try to do. You're going to try to capture a style of way of being and why you do it this way over that way. And that is what this movie was about. It's called Green Book. And basically what the Green Book was is where you could find a hotel for blacks back in 1960. It's wow. You haven't even heard of it, have you? The movie.
It's a 2018. Okay, it's a 2018 movie, based on the 1960s.
Yeah, and it's
in
a true story.
In the Deep South.
Yes, and it's a true story about a true genius prodigy, black prodigy, that started playing a piano when he was 3 years old, and at the end of his life, how he decided with an attitude to take his music into the Deep South. Now, this was at the time that Chubby Checker and all the blacks were doing their Motown, and Little Richard. He'd never even heard of these people. And as he was moving further into the Deep South, how things started to change, where they were billing him as a top entertainer, but he couldn't eat in the restaurant that was the place where he was going to play. And it goes downhill from there, and they get not a made man, but, you know, an Italian off of the streets of New York. The movie is just as his driver and bouncer. And, you know, the guy starts off as a bigot, and at the end of the movie, it's just an exceptional movie. I can't recommend it more. It surprised me with all the comic book characters and all the rest of the kinds of movies of Body Count, Revenge. I was just very, very, very surprised and left that theater feeling like I had a life-changing event in myself even.
Oh, sorry. Vince's connection screwed up here. If you did, I'm just going to bring the traffic in here.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them.
Okay.
We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature
really
originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Right.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but
I
soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
So the
forget
to,
bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist kits. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. Right.
Oh, well, we're coming back.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, I was chatting with Jason during the break, and you know, we were talking about some of the things in the book that I'm writing, and one of them is, well, it's really a book on living frugally. It's a book about, you don't have to do things just the way other people do them, just because that's the way they do them. You can think differently. And an example I was starting to give him was, you know, when you get your oil changed, you bring it to one of those quick lubrication places. You know, they get you in and out in 15 minutes, and you think that's great. But you can't get all the old oil out. So over the weekend, I was teaching a class here at the farm on oil changing, a small class. And I said, okay, so we're draining the oil out, and it's running out really fast now because the engine was hot. We put it up on the lift. And now it's a thin stream of oil. Now it's drip, 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 drip. When do you think the drain plug would be put in by those quick lube places? And I said, well, about now. So we put a can, a clean can, under the oil drain plug and let it drip into the can. I said, well, we'll come out in an hour and we'll see what happens. Came out and there was a half a cup to a cup of extra dirty, filthy oil that was in this can, because we let it drip longer than the quick lube places would. And what I was telling Jason is that's, you know, some of the kinds of things that are going to be in this book. Things that I do, that we do here at the farm, that, and some others do as well, but most people don't do and they haven't thought about. Do you have any suggestions for adding items to the contents of this book, Rick?
Well, I I use Redline oil in my 280Z, and I don't need to change the oil. Mm-hmm. And so that the whole thing, again, is using crap that you have to replace every 2,000 miles. And when you talk about things like that, and then for $5 more a can, you can use Redline oil that's made for rocket ships. It doesn't break down. Now you've got an oil that doesn't need to have a can under it to catch the bad drip because, guess what? It doesn't break down, which means you don't have sludge. Yeah, the whole thing about quick Jiffy lube, all of that is designed to cause you further grief later. Yeah. I'm watching my girlfriend's car. She has a brand new car, brought it brand new before she moved up here to Oregon, starting a new life kind of thing, and the dealership, and they're required maintenance on her car every so many thousand miles, etc., and how crappy a job a brand new dealership is doing on her car to make it wear out faster than it would on its own demise. The whole industry and everything, not just oil, has been designed for commercialism and is an argument against the concepts of capitalism. And look at what's going on this morning with stock exchange. You know, money and the whole nature of everything, the way we do business. Yes, your book is for survivalists only, the ones that want to survive. There's a lot of different levels of surviving. And there's a lot of different ways of living. And sometimes the most simplest things are the ones that are the most gratifying, ultimately. I think your book is going to be a useful how-to, yes. But the key is to spoon-feed it with humor. Because that's right. That's okay.
I agree.
Now you're getting the big picture. Because if you can't laugh at yourself, what's wrong?
Yeah, it's got a section of things not to do, and that's the laughing at myself kinds of things, and it really is how to extract the maximum value out of a person's life.
And we missed the gate on that, you know, in terms of what is important and value. We missed that.
Yeah.
That's many faces.
RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. We'll be right back, and I'll tell you just a quick view of homes and what I think of most homes when we come back.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's called presidential harassment.
That's what President Trump is accusing House Democrats of engaging in at word of a new investigation into him and his administration. He also called the California Democrat who chairs the House Intel panel, Adam Schiff, a political hack. Schiff's response?
I can fully understand why the president has gotten used to the idea that Congress doesn't do oversight, because for the last 2 years, the Republican majority has essentially been missing in action when it comes to being a co-equal branch of government.
He was speaking on MSNBC. The Senate Judiciary Committee votes today on the nomination of William Barr to be Attorney General, and that Republican-led panel is expected to move Barr on to the full Senate for a confirmation vote soon. More snow is making its way to the center of the United States. An Arctic front will drop several inches on South Dakota through Minnesota. And this is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Rick, here's an example. I've been in a lot of houses. I've bought and sold a bunch of them. We've bought, Mrs. Fennelly and I have bought a bunch of them. We've moved many times. Every house I've been in, every house I've bought and owned, every one of them had mistakes in it. Every one. Big mistakes. And they can be avoided. So, for example, just one simple example is the light in the kitchen. How many kitchens have one light in the center of the room? Why is that? Why aren't the lights over the counters in the cooking prep area? Well, because our lives have changed. Electricity has changed. We used to have smaller capacity fuse boxes and electrical circuit breaker panels than we have now. So that one light in the center of the kitchen, for me, is not adequate. That's just one example. Another example is, why do we put our refrigerators, another refrigerator, a second refrigerator, in one of two places? It's either in the basement or it's in the garage. Why? Why do we do that? Why, if we're gonna do it right and we're gonna build our own home, why would we let the builder or the architect dictate where the refrigerators go? So, for example, you've been in our kitchen and we have two refrigeration units in the kitchen. One of them, and they're side by side, but they're separate. One of them is an all freezer. Nothing but freezer, top to bottom, 17 cubic feet. And the one right next to it is all refrigerator. And one of them has a left-hand door, the one has a right-hand door, so the handles meet in the middle, and it looks like, you know, a Sub-Zero system that's really, really expensive, but it's not. It's just all refrigerator and all freezer in the kitchen. Makes more sense to me. And the laundry rooms. Some people have a laundry room. Others don't. Others put the laundry in the basement. Why? Why put it in the basement? Why bring the laundry up and downstairs? Why not have a laundry room? And why not make the laundry room usable? Because every laundry room I've seen is wrong. Every one. You have any comments on that, Rick?
Well, you say tomato, I say tomato. we all of us have different ways we want to do things. For example, if I shot an elk, I wouldn't want to store it in my kitchen.
Right.
Well, then there's that's why I put mine in the basement. But, I'm just trying to make a metaphor here of why we do things and habits. Are just that. And by the way, habits are arbitrary, and you can change a habit over a 3-month period. It takes that amount of hammering and trying to get you to change in the way you go to the toilet or the way you brush your teeth. It takes effort, because once you fall in the rut, just like all ruts, they get deeper.
Mm-hmm. So did you hear me ask you? I had a technical problem where I was disconnected from the network, and I was mentioning that Joey said on air that he is dyslexic, and I mentioned, you know, I am too.
Joey's dyslexic? I wouldn't have thought so.
Well,
he's ahead of the curve in many other ways, I'll tell you.
Well, yeah. It's true. Absolutely true. And I was wondering, since you're ahead of the curve, are you dyslexic, or were you? If you want to share that.
What? You mean who I drool and hum? Yeah, I was a functioning savant. Who? We each of us have our crosses to bear. So I better cross I bear.
I was wondering, seriously, Rick, USA prepares instructors. We all get along, and when we're together, it's a hoot, right? And all of us are, you know, maybe at one time we were introverts, and we fixed that, that's for sure. But we all get along, and I was wondering if one of the common threads that we've never discovered is that many of us might be dyslexic. Do you think that's a possibility?
No, I think it's much worse than that. That's what I think. I think we're really in bad shape, and we're going to need some help immediately. I'm supposed to keep you on the air while we get the Medic One unit out to you. So just keep him talking. Listen, man, in terms of, damn, I miss Matt Stein. He would come in right now with a snotty little, I just miss that guy. I don't know if you...
Yeah, we all do.
It's and I miss Missouri. And I miss the friendships I've made back there with you people. And while it's okay, and I feel close to you, you know, I now can communicate with Joey. You know, there was a 2-year period there where my email was being blocked. It's being blocked now with Linda Chesnick. It's being blocked by other, and I don't know why this is happening. It's interesting, the bear traps that are being thrown in front of me nowadays.
Okay.
Inconveniences? Yeah. I did, when I was in graduate school, I remember we were supposed to do a mathematical thing, and I'm sitting here, and I actually proved that if you're standing with a jam sandwich and you drop that sandwich at 5 feet, it will always fall jam side down because of the moment of inertia. And I call that Miller's Law of Maximum Inconvenience. Yep. It's just the way things are. And, you know, it's sort of like learning a lesson, and you never want to repeat an error. You don't want to make the same mistake twice, but really you need to learn it better. And, you know, really learn your lesson by repeating your mistake a dozen times. You know, women, whatever. I am beginning to realize that we have a lot more choice going on here. You know, the politics of today is so embarrassing. I watched the presidential State of the Union, and I watched how the Democrats disrespected the president. And I am appalled at politics in general now. I never used to think of that as much because we could always agree to disagree in how we might want to go to the same place. We both, the Democrats and the Republicans, at one time were trying to go toward the same goals, doing it differently. Today, that is no longer true. And what it means is there is a distinction between globalism and nationalism. While I don't support nationalism and chest pounding and measuring the size of one's dick, I think that there's something wrong going on here, and we've been hijacked. And the concepts of Congress, like Pelosi, when the biggest news story was how she applauded the president. And I took a closer look at that. And if that's all the news has to focus on to try to form a schism for selling more magazines, I think there's a problem with news reporting. And I remember a time when Charles Kuralt, you know, on the road, was something you looked forward to because of his positive spin on news. It wasn't about trying to make a shock value of how many dead, how many got hurt, raped so many children. It was not sensationalism. It was about a good, warm, feely thing. And that was when Altered Walter Cronkite, Altered Walter, and you respected the news reporting. I, as one individual, no longer respect any news reporting that I'm seeing out there, including the alternate news. They're all a bunch of liar hooey. And all of them are there for agenda. And news reporting used to be about trying to do it without prejudice. That's gone. And now it's time I'm going to start saying something about it because I think it's terrible. And watching the way they will take David Bowie, who's dead now, was one of my heroes. David Bowie was not gay. They would presume a distinction between androgyny and sex preference. What's wrong with that news reporter or reporting in terms of his awareness or her awareness in that regard? I am watching the way they're doing the manipulation, and candidly, it's like turn the switch off, just like nuclear energy. It's a bunch of toxic hooey.
Rick, you mentioned a male sex organ, okay? There, this is how far we have devolved. There's now a new set of emojis. Now, people use these emojis like smiley faces and frowns and, I mean, all these silly things that they attach to their communiques, okay? Well, there's a new emoji, and it's like, let's say you had a thimble, and you put it between your thumb and your forefinger, and you held it out in front of your face. So you've got a hand holding a thimble, okay? Then you take out the thimble, but you leave your hand in the same position. Well, that's a new emoji to show the size of one person saying, this is the size of your male sex organ. That's a new emoji. This is just stupid.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, it's confusing
stupid.
The children. It's confusing the children, and they have enough problems to begin with that they don't need to wonder if they are 36 different genders.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the question. This requires probably a lot of discussion. I made this statement that I believe that this is true. Now I'll just make the statement. And I'd love to hear your response, because I have a feeling this could go for an hour. Have we crossed the line where the average person can no longer live with the technology that man has imposed on man? Have we crossed the line? I believe we have, where the technology is suffocating us and destroying us. Can we talk about that when we come back? Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, I made the statement, I believe we've crossed the line where the average person can no longer live with the technology that man has imposed on man. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. So the microwave oven, we take it as it's a given. Almost everyone has one. And, you know, previous to the microwave oven, you'd cook your meals at home. It'd be vegetables, meat, potatoes for dinner, maybe a dessert. Now we throw a burrito in the microwave oven, hit the start button, and there's dinner. There's dinner. We have Keurig instant one-cup coffee makers. And all you do is you peel off the top, you pop in the cartridge, and it makes one cup of coffee. But what if you have three other people over? What do? Do you make three one-cups of coffee for them and one for yourself? That's four times one cup. And what about the phone book? Like, for example, I still know the telephone number of my boyfriend. And, yes, I can use the term boyfriend because that's the term we used to use. When I was growing up, and we were in high school, and we were in elementary school, I had friends who were boys, and they were boyfriends. Girls had friends that were girls, and they were girlfriends. And even guys had girlfriends, and girls had boyfriends. And that's what it was. So I had a boyfriend, and we'd hang out together, and we'd build machinery together. And I still know his telephone number. We used to have a phone book. Now we have a phone that has the phone numbers in the book, so we don't need to know the numbers. But I know your number, Rick. I know your number.
But, yeah, well, we've got your number, too.
So, Rick, have we crossed that line where
you mean,
technology...
are we playing hopscotch? Yeah, it's real serious. You know, we're going from the frying pan into the fire. We used to concern ourselves with a nuclear winter and a nuclear weapon being detonated in the atmosphere and the fear that it would ignite the atmosphere, and we would have a nuclear winter that surrounded the Earth in a big ball of flame. There used to be a serious fear of that. And guess what? We're doing it right now with 5G. And just the news this morning on PG&E in California and the individuals that are now going to trial for murder. We are in a crossroad. And while technology is good, it's also bad. It has double face, just like that fence. That fence over there, it looks to be painted white. You can't see the other side of the fence, and you have no idea. You just make a presumption that the other side of that fence is white. It may not be. And that's the difference between man and God. You can't see both sides now. Judy Collins. Listen, the problem is that everything that we do has two edges for it. And the best example is the military. When we develop a new technology, before anything else, it is examined on its potential as a weapon. Before it's even looked at in medicine, it's a weapon. And why is that? Why is that our first immediate consideration? The flaw is not in technology. That's where we need to begin changing things. Not in technology, but within ourselves. Because that is what I see. When I came out of graduate school, I was a young kid with dreams of saving the world. And whenever I got involved in physics, it became creepy with classified material because of its potential use as a weapon.
If we come back, Rick, I'd like to share with the class something that Home Depot is doing. According to the Wall Street Journal, Home Depot is in full-on panic mode after realizing what Americans don't know how to do. Unbelievable. Absolutely. Well, we'll devote a few minutes to that when we come back right after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Class, when you hear this, you're going to be shocked. And you're going to realize how much trouble we're in. And this is a result of technology. We've crossed the line.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.